going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Okay, it's a little early, but we're going to make the 9 o'clock hour this today, just on Fridays. Well, I'm going to try it anyway. A call-in hour, 800-905-0989 is the number that you call, starting at 9, and Lee and I will set up the hour, and then I'll take calls. Eric called a little early from Pickens, but that's okay. We'll go with that. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Tara.
What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tara. I don't know if you, I was kind of in the truck when you were talking about it, but second deportee, the Venezuelan, that the judge said, oh, you got to bring him back? Well, the judge is basing that on the fact that he came in as a large group who was supposed to have, who they all had filed specious orders for asylum anyway. And there's some, apparently some kind of settlement that says that they all have to have a proper hearing. But the problem is, and I had to do a lot of digging to find this out, the guy was convicted of possession with intent to distribute cocaine. And possession with intent to distribute cocaine invalidates any asylum order or any claim of asylum. He's a drug dealer. He's out here selling drug, cocaine to kids. So this guy's got, I mean, regardless of what his application is for asylum, he can't get it because he's here selling drugs to kids.
That's the same as and that's the same situation as Abrego Garcia as well, who has a hold on his deportation order because he's MS-13 and the 18th Street gang might kill him if he goes back to El Salvador. Never mind, they all live in L.A. now and not El Salvador, or they're in the CECOT prison. And once Trump declared MS-13 a terrorist group, by law, that hold doesn't apply anymore. So they're ignoring that part. Look, what they're trying to do here, Eric, is set legal precedent. And the courts are almost mindless this way. If you can bring them back for the hearing, that will set the legal precedent that it must be held. Never mind if it's, when you look at Abrego Garcia, I mean, he had three hearings. Three. Mm-hmm. Three here. He had a deportation order. He's a member of a terror group. I'm sorry. Any hold that you have for human rights, null and void by law. There's no legal case here, but you can create legal case by creating precedent. You create precedent by bringing him back. Then judges will say, okay, what's the precedent? You got to bring him back. It's got to have another hearing, a special one just for Donald Trump. And that's what they're doing here with this. They're ignoring what you are talking about in order to set this precedent. And that way they can gum up the works and keep all of the criminals, because now everyone has to have another hearing, even if they've already got a deportation order for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strategy.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you got this one. Could be you're talking about Colorado. Did you see where the two Mexicans were busted for having 180,000 rounds of ammunition on a van?
Wow. No, I didn't. In Colorado?
They crossed state lines from Utah into Colorado. They flew in on B-2 visas, which means it took months to get that anyway. Flew in on one day, supposedly to buy a truck or buy a van in Utah, and they crossed the state lines into Colorado and were observed not dimming their headlights. And when the deputies searched the van, they found that the van was stuffed with cases, 180 cases of 7.62 and 308 ammunition, which is, you know, I mean, that's a couple hundred thousand dollars. So they didn't just come here for their stated purpose of, oh, we just came here to buy a van and then we're going to go look at this other truck. Now, they came here to do something really serious. Now, whether they're out there just mules and someone said, hey, you guys are, you know, just idiots here. Let's go ahead and get you in the country and you go pick up this van at point A and drop it off at point B. There's no legitimate use and there's no legal way for people on B2 visas to buy ammunition.
That is curious. I wonder who the straw buyer, there must have been a straw buyer somewhere.
There's no way you load that kind of weight into a van just in a couple hours by you know, two guys going into a gun store and buying ammunition illegally anyway.
Look, and Eric, there are so many stories like that all over the country. I appreciate your phone call. I'm not at all surprised. I want to pull this one back up because I think Trump uniquely understands what's at stake here. Headline: Mexican gangs using terrorist communications channel to launch assassination plots against Donald Trump. It's November 29, 2024. You want to see why over the weekend Trump militarized the zone, 60-foot border zone, military territory as if it's a base? That's why. They're using Telegram to communicate. President Trump, President-elect, this is from November 24, faces another credible threat to his life after dodging two homegrown assassination attempts and a plot by Iranians to take him out. Now Mexican cartels in charge of the multi-billion-dollar drug and people smuggling operations are plotting his death. And we're using Telegram. They are quoting a Washington, D.C. Homeland Security investigator of the Department of Homeland Security. Trump is on a Mexican hit list. The guy means business and is going to move fast to shut out the immigrants and the drugs flown from Mexico into the U.S. That means a massive loss of business. There's been a lot of chatter picked up by ourselves and our partners in Mexico about the plot to take out Mr. Trump. They have been buoyed by how easy it is to get to Trump. He was almost killed by a bullet on the campaign trail during the election. Someone else was picked up on a golf course. So getting the shooter in range of him isn't an issue. But these are acts of war. You know what's interesting about this whole article? It goes on and on about the conversations they were having, the plans they were making. They were talking about this, trying to get in place, all this stuff. You know what's really interesting about it? Nothing about killing Biden. He was still in office. Nothing about killing a Democrat. They don't see the Democrats as their enemy. Only the guy who wants to implement law and order and enforce the laws of this country. Folks, keep in mind, he's still in danger. This is all still going on. And look, a lot of folks on our side giving Trump a hard time about Iran and why were you talking about bombing Iran? And then, you know, now there's pushback. He's trying to cut a deal with them. Did you see what John Fetterman said? It was actually kind of profound. I'll get into this coming up next.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.